Cuomo says without the federal government stepping in, states are savaging each other by competing for desperately needed gear like surgical masks, gowns, and gloves. And he says it's leading to price gouging. He says masks that used to cost 85 cents are now being priced at $7.
I think the federal government should order factories to manufacture masks, gowns, ventilators, the essential medical equipment that's going to make the difference between life and death.
The governor says he is getting cooperation from FEMA, though. He's asking for four 250-bed temporary hospital facilities to be created within the Javits Convention Center on the west side of Manhattan. Cuomo is now mandating that all existing hospitals in the state increase their capacity by 50%, and more than that if possible. He says New York's hospitals need to double the existing amount of beds in order to meet the anticipated need when the virus peaks in a few weeks. All non-critical elective surgeries will end after Wednesday. The governor also says he visited some parks in New York City and was dismayed to see that many were not practicing safe social distancing. He's ordering New York City to come up with a plan by Monday midday to keep people apart.
I don't know what I'm saying that people don't get.
Cuomo says he's leaving it up to city officials and police to come up with specifics, but he says perhaps streets could be closed to any remaining traffic to create more space for people. Starting at 8 p.m. Sunday, there will be some new rules on the New York State Thruway in an attempt to limit human contact between drivers and toll collectors. People who don't have an easy pass will no longer take a paper ticket when they enter the roadway. When they exit, it's up to them to tell the toll collector what exit they got on. They will then give the collector their license plate number and will be billed within 30 days. A spokesman for the Thruway says the entire road is open. Rest stops are also open with bathrooms and gasoline, but only takeout food is available. As the virus count continues to rise, concerns have arisen over New York's April 28th presidential primary. New York's Attorney General Tish James is calling for a suspension of in-person voting and that all ballots be mailed in instead. New York allows absentee voting, but in very limited cases. Cuomo's chief of staff, Melissa DeRosa, says they are looking at whether the governor can issue an executive order to expand it. The state's constitution says voters can cast absentee ballots for just two reasons: they are sick or out of the area.
Over time, the legislature has legislated what it means, unable to go to the poll, as being out of county. And so what we're looking at is if our executive authority will allow us to overcome that, or if we have to talk to the legislature about changing the law to allow for it.
There is an attempt underway to change the Constitution to allow absentee voting for any reason, but that requires more action by the legislature, which under law can't happen until 2021. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.